This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. And coming up on Saturday, the Abba-Salutely Christmas Show. Happy to have Marie Claire Follett on the air with us. Good morning, Marie Claire.
Good morning. We can't wait to get to you on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be at the Lincoln Theater in Yountville Saturday night. How do you do a Christmas show with ABBA music?
It's kind of special. We kind of mix it up. So there's lots of Christmas songs in there. We've got a choir of children coming along to sing for us. And we've got lots of bits and pieces of Christmassy action.
And it's really, it's not just the music, which would be, you know, you had me at ABBA. But it's also,
yes.
There are a lot of stories interspersed into this, right?
Absolutely. We try and give you a feel for what the people were like, what the characters were like, the four main characters, Agnetha and Frida, Benny and Bjorn. And we give you a little bit of a glimpse into their life, what their lives were like. They were both married to each other, of
course. Yes. Not for long, though.
So we have, actually for quite a long time, but there was some divorce, which we talk about as well in very jolly terms, you know.
That's a good thing to do about divorce, if you can pull that off. Well, it's yes. what is the, you know, I mean, obviously the music is catchy and it's long-standing at this stage of the game, but what is it about ABBA that continues to, you know, just give us the giggles and have fun?
Of course, it's looking back on the 70s and looking back on that period. And, you know, all of the clothes were so wild and glittery and sparkly, and it feels like a bit of a look back on an more innocent time, I suppose. But also, mainly, it's really about the song, because an ABBA song cannot come out on the radio without you jiggling around.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just that they're catchy and you can't stop dancing to them, but they're beautifully crafted and beautifully sung, and you know, the musicianship is amazing. They really were a phenomenally talented group.
Well, especially when you consider that when ABBA came out with their first song, they knew no English. That
yes,
they
I
actually
know.
And phonetically sang those songs.
Yeah, absolutely. And wrote them. Of course, Benny and Bjorn wrote in different languages.
Yeah.
And they also wrote quite a few songs in Spanish. And now that the ABBA show is in America and in California, we're finding that people are saying to us, we want Chiquitita in Spanish. You know, we'd like to hear a bit of that stuff. So, you know, we're all going, oh my goodness, we're now going to have to learn it in Spanish.
And here we were wondering, Marie Claire, how you managed the wardrobes. Because that's no easy task with those boots and, you know, some of the shorts and all that.
But that's the best bit for me. We've got like 14 costume changes in the show.
Wow.
And yeah, I know, it's crazy. And they're very quick and very clever. So if you see one of us disappear off and come back 20 seconds later in something completely fresh, you can imagine what chaos was going on backstage to get us there in time.
Now, describe to me, Marie Claire, what do the audiences look like?
Oh, well, that's really interesting, because they are of all ages. We've had you know, because of the Mamma Mia films coming out, we've got little kids who know all the words.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the generation of people who remember it, who were in high school when Waterloo came out, you know, in 1974. And then we've got an older crowd as well. One of the greatest things that we feel is that we get everybody up and dancing. And, you know, we have octogenarians up and dancing.
Oh, I
with
bet.
Their walking stick.
Does everybody sing, too, in the audience?
Everybody sings. Of course, we do loads of audience participation and getting people singing and getting people dancing. And, and everybody, you know. And then Dancing Queen at the end.
Of course.
With the glitter balls and stuff is just fantastic.
By the way, I just saw the sequel to Mamma Mia, the movie. And the first one is much better, I will say that. But, you know, it's a joke for the people around here, because they know I'm an avid ABBA fan. And but I will say that, you know, you hear songs like If You Change Your Mind or Dancing Queen.
Yes.
But then there are songs like Fernando that really are musically quite beautiful.
And we do Fernando sort of about the middle of the set, and the lights come down low. And we light this little fire at the front, and we all pretend we're huddling around it, and we have a huge star cloth at the back, and it's just magical.
Well, it is quite the show, and this is something that Marie Claire, you've been into, I mean, from the start. Now it seems like it's just part of your, this is your job, isn't it?
I know, and I never planned for it. I went and auditioned for a job. I was a singer working in London, and fresh out of drama school, and I went and auditioned, and I got this fabulous job that was touring the world, and that was my first ABBA band. And about 5 years later, I formed my own and started to take it into theatres and do some more interesting things with it. As you said, bringing in some acting parts of it, some scenes,
yes.
So that people get to know the characters. And yeah, it's turned to be my life's work.
Yeah, funny how that happens, huh? Well, yes. we're looking forward to it being in our neighborhood. It's Abba-solutely, the Christmas show, 7:30 yes. Saturday night at the Lincoln Theater in Yountville. And Marie Claire, I don't have to wish you good luck because I know it's going to be great.
Thank you. And bring your kids because we've got some opportunities for the kids to get on stage as well.
Okay, very good. I'll try to look short that night.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, happy holidays to you. That is Marie Claire Follett. She plays Frida in the Abba-solutely Christmas show, and that is Center Stage Celebration of Performing Arts, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University.